Yemen government accused of money laundering and US Army loosens restrictions on female hairstyles. This is TRT World's Daily News Brief for Wednesday, January 27th. A new UN report is accusing Yemen's government of corruption by running a sophisticated money laundering scheme. The report, filed with the UN's Security Council, says the Central Bank of Yemen laundered nearly $500 million, which was intended to strengthen food security. The report also says the Houthis diverted some $1.8 billion of state money in 2019 to fund their war efforts. U.S. senators were sworn in preparation for Donald Trump's impeachment trial. Republicans immediately challenged the proceedings, which they say is unconstitutional as Trump is no longer in power. Trump is charged with inciting an insurrection on Capitol Hill earlier this month that ended in 5 deaths. The trial is expected to start in 2 weeks. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed executive orders to promote racial equity and help end systemic racism and xenophobia. Biden signed 4 executive orders, ending the government's use of private prisons, bolstering anti-discrimination enforcement in housing, underscoring a commitment to Native American tribal sovereignty, and condemning discrimination against Asian Americans and Americans of Pacific Island descent that has risen during the pandemic. The UK is now the first in Europe to record more than 100,000 deaths from COVID-19. It follows a surge in cases last month after restrictions on social mixing were relaxed for Christmas. The UK now joins the US, Brazil, India and Mexico with the highest coronavirus death tolls in the world. And finally, female US soldiers can let their hair down and flash a little nail color under new rules being approved by the Army. Army leaders are loosening restrictions on various grooming and hairstyle rules. The changes, which also expand allowances for earrings, hair highlights, and dyes, are particularly responsive to women of various ethnicities. The new regulations take effect in late February. And that's your daily news brief from TRT World. For more, head to trtworld.com.